and calling to the faraway town.
And now, let's find out what's making news in the UK. Thanks to Ballycarra Retirement Living and Aged Care, the village of friends. Visit ballycarra.com.
It's six away from five. Ender Brady from Sky News UK. Ender, we start again today with the passing of a famous writer.
Well, Ben, Inspector Morse is one of the great detectives of English literature and television, and he was created by a man called Colin Dexter, who was from Oxford, and he set his beloved detective series in the city of Oxford, and Morse famously drank English ale and liked classical music and always solved the case. He was quite cantankerous, and Colin Dexter was the man behind all of the Morse books. He passed away in the city of Oxford overnight, the age of 86.
Oh, there we go. Lost another one. Now, train drivers going on strike, but there's a big day surrounding the day that they're pulling the pin.
Yeah, the big race day next month, Grand National Day. It is the biggest one-off race in the British horse racing calendar, over the fences at Aintree, April the 8th. And would you believe it, three of the main rail companies that serve that area have decided that they will strike, and they will do it on Grand National Day. So a big row over paying conditions. And, you know, I hear there's plenty of jobs going on the trains in Queensland.
Yes.
I do wonder if any of them wake up and decide that, you know, perhaps if they're not happy with paying conditions and working in miserable weather here, they might want to move to Queensland. They'll definitely get a job. They're walking out on Grand National Day. So tens of thousands of racegoers who get to that racetrack in Aintree outside Liverpool on Grand National Day by train will be really, really struggling. That's how bitter this dispute is. They will hurt the public ahead of sorting out grievances between management and union.
Well, they can come here. Six figures up for grabs too, and plenty of overtime. Ender, thank you, mate. Chat again tomorrow. Ender Brady, Sky News in the UK.